WFAI.com.
I thought I'd be driving through windy conditions and a lot of blowing snow, and it really wasn't bad.
Makes you feel alive.
People not happy with what's happened as far as snow's concerned. Isn't it funny? We even have a song called Walking in a Winter Wonderland. So many people pray and hope and wish that they'll see the white stuff, but unfortunately, then you have to deal with getting rid of it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Hope you had a great holiday so far, because it's not technically over yet. We still have New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and there's big football games to be played, including the one for all the marbles, the national championship that pits Notre Dame and Alabama. A lot of people in Alabama talking about what's going to happen and whether or not they're going to see the Crimson Tide hoisting the trophy that everybody in college football longs for, the right to be the national champions. And the Fighting Irish, for them, it's been a long time since they've been back in the winner's circle, and the alums across the country are having a good time with that. That's the thing about football and rivalries, that make it so interesting. The alums, the people that are currently there, and the people that just jump on the bandwagon. I'm just hoping that we see a good game. So football, family, hanging out, doing what it is you like to do. That's what I think the holidays are for, besides remembering in your heart whatever it is that you celebrate, whether it's Christianity and whatnot or something else. But I think the family time is so key, and the chance to just take a breath. And I hope you got the chance, if nothing else, to take a breath from life, to take a breath from busy, and BlackBerries exploding and iPhones exploding, and you didn't look down, but you took time to look up. If you did look up, as I mentioned, some of you might have been looking at arrivals and departures, because there were a lot of delays on Christmas and the day after Christmas, and into Thursday, there were still a lot of people that found themselves tied up in an airport somewhere for an extra couple of hours as they waited for planes and waited to get out of where they were going, where they were coming from and to where they were going, especially in the Northeast. Tons of flights were canceled there. The pictures were beautiful of the snow, by the way, like Buffalo, New York. And it just seems to snow there endlessly, and the people are fearless. They deal with snow every single year. So the National Weather Service started issuing those winter storm warnings for parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and New England, and even some flood advisory stuff in Long Island to southern Maine. The airlines had to cancel about 800 flights on Thursday, and most of them were into the three major New York City airports, Newark and JFK and LaGuardia, but also because in New England, the forecast was 12 to 18 inches of snow for northern New England, and there was going to be freezing rain and sleet, so you can imagine how hazardous the highways were and the airport on top of that. And it's the same thing as like the Buffalo people. If you're from New England, you know that there's always that possibility that you're going to be dealing with lots and lots of snow. And so the police beef up their patrols in Massachusetts. They do it in New York State. They do this from Buffalo to Albany there, because you'll see dozens of accidents. And you know what it mostly is? It's cars that slip off the roads. Sometimes they're there, they're left overnight. Sometimes you'll see cars that go up over overpasses and they seemingly lose their grip and spin out and smash into something. In Alabama, it was particularly bad. An 81-year-old man died in Georgiana, Alabama, after a tree smashed into his house. The governor of Alabama, Robert Bentley, talked about how hard hit Alabama was.
That things are taken care of here, and
We first have to evaluate all the damage.
And that's what you heard at the top, too, so you know. That was Bentley times two. But as he's talking about there, it's always about evaluating the damage and trying to put a dollar amount on it, because then you go through the jumping jacks of FEMA and figuring out some of these little enclaves, who can get back on their feet, who can't, and where they're headed next. At the top of the show, you know, we've been looking back at 2012, and we've talked about things related to this past year, some of the things that were tough, some of the things that were wonderful, some of the things that we're just not sure about. One of them is guns. One of them is the fiscal talks. When I say guns, there is hardcore opinions over gun laws and what the feds are going to do and what states ultimately will do. And most of this is on the heels of Newtown, Connecticut, and the 26 people being killed. Now the killer, Adam Lanza, who turned the gun on himself as the first responders were making their way toward him, they're actually going to look at his DNA to see if they can see something amiss that will lead to a reason or reasons as to why he might have done what he did. So while that's happening, the debate is heavy on assault weapon bans and cities and states actually thinking about what they're going to do. And the doubt has crept in because of the government and what the federal government may all ultimately restrain. And you could go almost state by state. Well, in fact, you could go state by state. And I've looked up a ton of this already, trying to focus and give you the full picture. In Illinois, we have many listeners there. Gun manufacturers have threatened to leave the state and take hundreds of jobs and millions of dollars in business if an assault weapon ban is enacted there. That's pretty substantial. So, you know, why would they move? And the reason they'd move is because they don't want the assault weapons ban. It's a big integral part of their business. So there's four gun manufacturers in that state. And because the governor, Pat Quinn, is vilifying them and criticizing the makers of the guns, the three big gun makers feel that Illinois is not going to be safer, that they're not the problem, but they sure don't want to stay there if they're going to have all kinds of red tape that will wrap them up for far too long to supply the guns to the people who are going through the company. And Illinois, not to single them out, is certainly not the only state that is looking at their gun policies and talking about possible packages, like Maryland, which this isn't a surprise that Governor O'Malley is going to introduce a gun control package in the next legislative session in that state. And it would limit the type of guns allowed, restrict access to guns by the mentally ill, and try to identify ways to make schools safer. Maryland already has an assault weapons ban on the books, so they don't have to focus there. By the way, the latest USA Today Gallup poll shows Americans are split on the issue. 46% favor enforcing current laws, 47% favor passing new ones. Go figure. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to go to the movies.
Go ahead.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,658.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,699.93, $849.97 for a half ounce, or $424.98 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,699.93, $849.97, and $424.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Each and every week here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we go to the movies. Why? Because it lightens the load. I love movies. I'm always looking for my own cheap movie reviews. That's right. If you go to the movies and you want to let us know what it was like, send us a quick note, especially if it was a lousy movie. Save us some money. A lot of people going to see The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey, the top box office draw, without a doubt, $84.8 million these last handful of days. Rise of the Guardians, also popular. Lincoln, not surprisingly popular. Could be popular during the award season, which is coming up. Skyfall, my favorite. Can't help it. I'm a Bond nut, and I like it. I was talking to someone in my family, and they were downplaying Skyfall. They said it was too violent. But I didn't feel that way when I was watching it. Exactly. I felt it was realistic. I thought it was very realistic. Bond, let's put it that way. Life of Pi, also in the top 10. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2. Could they make any more money on these teenagers and shapeshifters and werewolves and vampires? Maybe not, because this is it. Wreck-It Ralph, the whole idea of jumping from one position in a video game to something completely different. Playing for Keeps, Red Dawn, and a movie that I really, really loved would round up the top 10 at the box office, called Silver Linings Playbook. You want a realistic kind of movie and just a fun role for Robert De Niro and Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence in not the slicker roles you've seen them all three have been in? It's this movie, and I think it is the sleeper hit. What's new this week? Well, everybody's talking about Les Mis. If you look at any advertisements for Les Mis now, they say 4 Golden Globe nominations, including Best Picture, the best film of the year, and the spectacular achievement, epic grand. Tom Hooper's direction is Oscar caliber. 11 Critics' Choice Awards. You know, we don't care about Critics' Choice. We care about the cheap movie review. We care about whether or not it's worth ponying up the kind of money you have to pony up for something like Les Mis. Sit through the music, sit through the costumes and the pageantry and everything else. Maybe it's too over the top for you and you don't like the idea of a musical. So here's a little snippet of Les Miserables.
Epic story.
I know you are, Herr Jean Valjean.
The unforgettable music.
I had a dream my life would be.
On Christmas Day.
So different now from what it is.
The most loved musical of all time becomes the motion picture event of the holiday season.
Don't worry, I'll keep you safe.
Rated PG-13.
And so, you know, this is about an ex-prisoner who's haunted for decades by a ruthless policeman after he breaks parole and
falls in love with a little mermaid.
Yes, falls in love with a beautiful little face. And this movie is 2 hours and 32 minutes, so you better pack your goodies if you're going to go and see it, because you're going to be sitting in that movie theater for a long time, especially if you go a few minutes early. It is 3 hours you are investing in Les Mis. I have to say, I like Hugh Jackman, and if you like musicals, if you hate musicals, you will not like Les Mis. If you don't like the sappy, up-and-down storytelling kind of thing, don't go to Les Mis, for goodness sake. Wait until it comes out on DVD, although you're going to be waiting for a long time, because they are going to ride this sucker, the studio, as much as they can. And the reason I say that is because it's a business. And the business of doing well at the box office means you still want to keep doing well. And you don't rush to put it on DVD and send it into Redbox and Netflix and anything else that's out there. The second movie is a movie that's actually been pumped up a lot on the tube. And it's called Promised Land.
He had the backing.
With the natural gas company.
The look.
Flannel or camo.
The perfect fit.
This lease gives us the right to drill on your land.
You could be a millionaire.
But he never expected a fight.
I just want to introduce myself. I work for a small environmental company.
Now.
Hey, get my friend a granola bar.
Hey, Jab, what is eggs?
Oh, to beat you? Yeah.
I really wouldn't underestimate these people.
The town is going to put it to a vote.
How'd you let this happen? Who was supposed to get in, get out?
No amount of money.
Let's make a donation.
Is going to finish it.
What are you doing?
I put that donation to good use.
We had an agreement.
Did we?
What is going on here?
Steve! From the director of Good Will Hunting, it's one of the best pictures of the year. Matt Damon shines. Promised Land. Rated R. In select theaters December 28th. Everywhere January 4th.
It wouldn't be the holidays if it wasn't a movie being released. Rather, if there wasn't a movie being released starring Matt Damon. We Bought a Zoo was last year, and I'm sure Bourne was mixed in between there somewhere. But Promised Land, as you can tell a little bit by the story, since there was some great narration in it, it's a multi-billion-dollar company sending two top sales guys to a small town to convince the locals there to lease their land. They see the dollar signs. Matt Damon is the big star in it. John Krasinski, also from The Office, is a very big star. He's in it. Frances McDormand, Hal Holbrook. It's got a great cast and crew. This is probably a fantastic rental, meaning no reason to go out and spend big bucks because there's so many other movies that you probably want to see right away. But I think this could be, this has potential. It could be an entertaining flick. Might have to wait for Netflix. Makes much more sense than running out, like I said, when there's better things to go and watch. This one, I don't know if I'd call it a sleeper movie, but I think it definitely flies under the radar, and it's called Quartet.
Fancy for a little rumpy pumpers this one?
Qu'est-ce que c'est, rumpy pumpers?
FedEx off to fetch the new arrival.
Boy, I know who it is. I saw her.
She's a star, but you'll never guess who. Jean Horton.
Steady, Reg, steady.
If she's any consolation, Reg, she looks 100.
They were married once, but it didn't work out.
How long were you two married?
9 hours. There's a benefit gala, and we're all expected to perform.
At our age, that's ridiculous.
You should perform the quartet from Rigoletto.
This is not a retirement home, this is a madhouse.
You could easily persuade Jean to sing.
I don't sing anymore, and that is final.
Do any of you have a favourite singer?
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gahoo?
Morning, Miss Robson.
Hello, big boy.
Why do you persist in flirting with me, though?
Older man, seasoned wound.
I just had the most brilliant idea.
Oh, I can't remember. What is it?
This place is a godsend. It's a blessing.
In contrast to some of those longer movies like Les Mis, this is a shorty. This movie is just 1 hour and 35 minutes. Dustin Hoffman is a big star in this movie. Maggie Smith, Dame Maggie Smith, who is part of the crew of the PBS smash hit Downton Abbey, which is starting up in January, is also in the flick. So for all of you folks who are fans of either one of those or like the concept of three elderly former opera singers living in a retirement home, that scenario, then this is the movie for you. I'm going to say it's not a stretch to go out on a limb and look for it on DVD. No reason to rush out to go and see it. I repeat myself, but I repeat myself for a reason. If you haven't been to the movies in a long time and you're looking to be super entertained and this is a treat for you, you're not a regular moviegoer, you're too busy, you don't want to pay the big money to haul everyone out with you, you can't find someone to go to the movies with, whatever the reason is that you're not, you know, I think movie people come in two sizes. Although you can get popcorn in 15 different sizes, it's either you really, really love movies and you like to go and it's one of your big things, or, you're kind of lukewarm to the idea. You might have to be dragged out. It's kind of a hassle. You don't feel like it. You'd rather watch more football, even the games that you've already seen, like the replay of last year's Super Bowl for the umpteenth time on ESPN. That's just how you roll. But every once in a while, you break that habit, and usually it's around the holidays, which means you got Lincoln, you got Skyfall, you have Life of Pi, which some people are raving about, but there is definitely something that you can see over some of the movies that we just mentioned. So if you go to the movies, remember, keep me in the back of your head. I want to hear your cheap movie review. Call me on the show or send me a little snippet of what you really thought. AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact. Stay with us as we continue to look back at 2012 and some of our fun interviews that we did, including my pal Andrew Langer from the convention. That's next.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Broadcasting naturally from Tampa. We've been talking about a slew of things when it comes to what's happening so far at the Republican convention. First full day, Ann Romney, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. A lot of anticipation over Chris Christie. Talked to a bunch of governors today and what the agenda was for most of them. Now it's a pleasure. Welcome to the show, Andrew Langer. He's been with us before. He's the president of Institute for Liberty. Hey, Andrew, thanks for popping on ATN. I know you're doing the same thing that I've been doing. You're jostling yourself all over the place, and you're running probably between...
I am, and the security is now doing a security sweep of the area I'm in, so I'm going to walk out, and actually, this is actually perfect, because I will be able to speak with you with impunity, because I'm not in a secure area.
I love that. Have you been to other conventions before and seen this kind of security?
This is my fourth convention. You know, I think security is slightly different now than it was, than it's been at the last three. Obviously, the 2000 convention, pre-September 11, 2001, was much, much more open. 04 in New York had its own set of security issues. Minneapolis had its set. The most noticeable difference this year is that it is much, much more difficult to get your hands on your credentials from friends or from whomever. They're really rationing them out, and there are many, many different levels, and some folks are only getting their credentials on a daily basis, whereas they used to give out packets. Some folks are getting packets of credentials. So, you know, it is there is a different security. I wouldn't say whether it's more or less. Certainly there's a greater awareness of the ability of protesters or disruptors to get in, but I think that's par for the course in this day and age.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And it's on the water, you know, the bridges different and the places that you named, the landscape is different in every single one of the cities. And so it's a different element each time I think that they go in for sure. One of the great things about this convention, and I'm certain the reason that you go to these conventions, is you can have lots of meetings, talk to a lot of movers and shakers, and really get a feel for where things are headed. Your interest, of course, is business and talking about keeping regulation from strangling, especially entrepreneurs. Are you getting a good feeling from some of the conversation, the chatter you're having?
Well, you know, the greatest difference between 2008 understanding of the impact of regulation on business and entrepreneurship is much, much more in the popular mindset now, more so than it's ever been, really. So folks are talking about it. They're actually talking about it within the context of the convention proceedings. It's funny because even 2 years ago, I was on a panel with Jeff Toobin, you know, the CNN reporter, CNN reporter. And I mentioned the impact of regulation on the economy, and he looked at me and he said, no, regulation doesn't have an impact on the economy, blah, blah, you know, just sort of blustering and blubbering. And I just sort of looked at him, and in 2 short years, we've gone from that sort of idiotic mindset being in the popular media to folks actually recognizing that when you have a $2 trillion regulatory state, it presents an actual drag on the economy.
Yeah, and especially, too, when we're talking about, you know, it's like the definition of what a small business is. I mean, how many businesses in this country, and you know this, Andrew, are small businesses? I think there's confusion for people as to, well, are we talking about the monolith, the giant corporations, or are we talking about small businesses? And the backbone of the country, correct me if I'm wrong, is really small business.
90% of businesses have 20 employees or less. And that's when I talk about small business. I mean, there are, you know, the federal government has like three different definitions of what small business is. I have a very simple definition that is 20 employees or less, because there are, especially when it comes to regulation, there are things that change. And that's not that's not from some sort of right-wing study. The Small Business Administration has long recognized that for businesses with 20 employees or less, there is a fundamental difference in how the impact, how regulation impacts them. Regulatory costs go up by about 50% when you have fewer than 20 employees.
Oh, absolutely. And when you talk about 20 or less, and I know I've worked for some of those companies in the course of my career, and I've worked for huge corporations too. And of course, with a corporation in the system that we had previous, when we were talking about healthcare, wasn't an issue because you had so many people throwing in. Now this really is an issue. Are you hearing that from a lot of people? Are they worried as this gets implemented?
It is. And we ran a project 3 years ago called Keeping Small Business Healthy, which was focused on that very nature, that very issue involved in this. But let me just put it to you this way. Just when we're talking about small businesses and jobs and the economy, if you have a business that has 10 employees, your regulatory costs, we know regulations cost about $11,000 per employee per year for businesses with 20 employees or less. So if you have 10 employees, that's $110,000 that goes out the door for federal regulatory costs. If we could cut the regulatory state by even a third, all right, a paltry amount, we could do 30% in our sleep, we would save these small businesses about $35,000, enough to hire one extra person and give them benefits. We reckon, by our math, that for every 10% of the regulatory state that we cut, we create 6 million jobs. So you cut the regulatory state by 30%, you will create 18 million jobs in this country. And that's just doing math. It's exactly, you know, it's what Paul Ryan was saying when it came to healthcare. You know, why do you know that, you know, this is going to happen? He says, well, it's math. The Democrats like to argue, you can be entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. Nothing is more true than this in that case.
Yeah, so, well, maybe I'm answering my own question. And as you said, it doesn't have to be a Democratic-Republican issue. Math is math, and that's found money. So why aren't more people paying attention to this?
You know, because in the end, for the so-called progressives, it's never about actually helping people. It is about increasing the size and scope of government, increasing the various institutions that either fuel or are fueled by the state, and engaging in the cronyism. And that really, by the way, that is the other stark contrast between even 2 and 4 years ago, is that folks understand the difference between capitalism and crony capitalism. And that what we've seen in the last 4 years from this administration is crony capitalism at work on hyperdrive.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you peel back the layers, you see where the money's directed, even the grants. You know, obviously, there's some obvious companies that we could talk about, but you know them, and we see what's happening, and I think you're right. I think the sleeping giant has awoken. Are you surprised, or you're probably pleasantly surprised, that you may be hearing from more people who are realizing what you guys are doing and what you're talking about and some of the studies you've done? Have you seen a switch in that, or more people connecting the dots, do you think, as you kind of said there?
You know, that is the one thing that we've actually just finished a study, or I should say, I helped the professor Ulima Mary do a study of the Tea Party movement and what they believe. And I've always maintained that the greatest achievement of the Tea Party movement was reconnecting people with their government. Voters are far more sophisticated now than they've ever been in terms of their understanding of policy and the way policy works, the impact of that policy. And that is certainly a measure of the accessibility of information on the web. Folks are able to digest lots and lots of information from different places. So the voters are very sophisticated, and I think we're using that to our advantage. Lots of people are using that to their advantage.
So at the Institute for Liberty, obviously you have eyeballs on D.C. and what's happening at the legislative level, and of course at the executive level and whatnot, and even we could throw in all three branches. But when it comes to the states, do you do a lot of work as far as states are concerned, where you're pulling info and stats together, or is it strictly national?
We've got one project that we're actually working right now. We engage in a lot of thematic things. And when you're doing thematic work, and by that I mean, you know, like principles of American exceptionalism, principles upon which the nation was founded, you can drill down that way. We've got a project called the Fan Freedom Project, which is a sort of a property rights thing that we're working on. And that is really at the state level, sort of dealing with individual property rights in tickets to concerts and sporting events. It's a parochial issue, but we use it as a tool for teaching folks who don't have an understanding of private property rights and why property rights are important, why those things are important, what they do in an economy. And, you know, because understanding that you have urban dwellers and students who don't own anything, they don't get that when they buy a ticket to a concert or sporting event, they can't turn around and sell that ticket or give it away. And when you start to explain that to them, they start understanding private property rights in a fundamental way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I looked this up to make sure I was right, but your philosophy pretty much is keeping the government focused on what we've been talking about, the mission of, for example, keeping the nation safe, but keeping it from interfering in the daily lives of American entrepreneurs. Tweaked that? I mean, that is it. You're focusing on that.
We're focused, yeah. I mean, that is what we do. The last couple of years, it's really been about American exceptionalism and those principles and how that informs why America is the strongest, greatest nation on the face of the earth. And it has to do with, it has to do with property rights. It has to do with entrepreneurship. I will say one of our latest projects that is going to be a little controversial, we've come out in support of the law of the sea treaty, but we've come out for the very same reasons that you and I were just talking about, which is this issue of government simply getting out of the way and letting businesses do their business. We've had the Senate that's sort of been sitting on the ratification of this treaty, and it's keeping Americans and American corporations from being able to go after and access mineral resources around the world, much in the same way that we've ceded ground to China and Russia and Venezuela on the offshore drilling. So that's actually our latest one. We're sort of launching that this week.
All right, we'll keep our eyes out for that. I have to have these back on to talk about the results of that. Andrew Langer, I'll look for you on Radio Row, President of the Institute for Liberty. Thanks for popping on.
Thanks.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Roger Goodell, what are you thinking, buddy? Something has to change here. Listen, I went through a litany. I went through a litany of problems. offense that could have cost many NFL players serious injuries, and there was some serious injuries in other games that happened on Sunday, but this unreal, unbelievable Packers-Seahawks game, the refs deciding games. Come on, that's what this is here. Somebody said to me, I just now got a text a few minutes ago, do you think the refs had money on the game? The Packers won clearly when they came down with the ball. You could hear the confusion in the various calls. So then they bring the players back. The Packers could barely even find their helmets, and they were furious. There was cheap shotting going on all over the place. I have never seen a finish to a football game like this. There are even some people saying, let's just boycott the games next week if the refs aren't back by Thursday. Let's just skip it. And now, boycotting is so tough. You'll never see that across the board. That's not going to happen. But fans are complaining they've had enough. The NFL looks stupid. They look like a joke of a league. I mean, it's absolutely terrible for the game. Terrible. It just goes along with the theme of venting here on America Tonight for this hour. Unbelievable. Green Bay didn't win this. It's going to fuel the debate about whether or not the replacements that, you know, with all these calls that have been disputed, whether or not they should be hanging in there for one more week. But here's the thing. If Goodell doesn't get off his rear and they don't cut a deal. Now, if you're the refs and you're watching this, if you're the lifelong refs, guys who have, you know, 20 years, and even guys who have a couple of years in, they are loving this because it shows what a shambles the NFL has become, especially in this. This is it. I mean, this is gut check time. You cannot allow this to stand. And it took 10 minutes before the teams were brought back for the extra point, by the way. And so this final decision was just a blunder. Green Bay goes down 14-12. Monday Night Football. Matt, I watched all the replays and looked at all the things afterwards, but Matt, you were watching it when it was happening, and you said you were just stunned.
I couldn't believe it, and my friends couldn't believe it, and as you can imagine, majority of my friends can't stand the Packers, since I live in Minnesota Viking territory, and I think we were all in agreement that the Packers definitely got screwed by the refs. And it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, and I think it'll definitely, hopefully, Roger Goodell can swallow his pride a little bit and get the refs back, because, and as I'm going through, I've been reading tweets all night about this, and somebody pointed out, what if that was the Super Bowl? I mean, could you imagine?
The disaster.
That'd be crazy. Wrong. And then another thing is, we now have players openly tweeting about the refs, and here is, I believe he's offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, TJ Lang, now cleaning up, says, got bleeped by the refs, embarrassing, thanks NFL. And then he also said, bleep it, NFL, find me and use the money to pay the regular refs.
Yeah, they got to find a way. They got to find a way to solve this because this is not working. And this last game shows it. The Seattle Seahawks should not have won that game. They decided that game. I mean, it's, you know, and everybody is taking chunks out of these replacement guys. They don't care.
I mean, I've never
clueless.
I've never been one to be a fan of the Four Letter Network either because I think they. The kind of side caddy to a lot of the leagues and don't play enough hockey. But they have been destroying the NFL all night on ESPN, and that is just something I never thought I would see. And, I mean, everybody's going to be talking about this tomorrow. And it's a huge... I mean, there have been embarrassing moments with the replacement refs.
Yeah.
This is on a whole nother level. We just went nuclear, is basically what happened. And I don't know. If they don't find a situation before the next week of football, I don't know. It's going to get even more out of control.
Yeah, the replays clearly, and I've looked at this now 10 different times since talking to Matt, the replays show that Green Bay intercepted the pass And what it was the touchdown pass from Russell Wilson to Golden Tate. It was the final play. But if you look at the replays, Green Bay intercepted that. They intercepted it.
Basically, Jennings is the Packer player. He's a defensive back. He has the ball, and it's coming into his chest. He's falling to the ground. And Golden Tate, the Seattle receiver, has basically one arm in kind of tangled with it.
Yeah.
But clearly does not have possession of the ball. Any way you look at it,
it's not
you
there.
You decide on the error of the Packers. And, I mean, I can see how maybe watching it live you call it the other way, but how do you go to the replay booth and still rule in favor of the Seahawks? I don't know if maybe they just wanted to get out of the stadium with their lives, which maybe I understand that. Because if you reverse that call, that stadium would have just turned on you in a very, very big hurry. But I don't know. It's honestly just one of the most stunning and unbelievable cluster bleeps that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, I just don't see how that they couldn't see it. Matt's right. You go back and you look at the replay. I clearly have looked at this several times from different angles.
You have both refs converging on the play, and
right,
one signals the end of the game, the game's over, and the other ref signals a touchdown.
Right.
Simultaneously, at the same time, looking at the exact same thing.
Right.
And that's where we're at right now with the replacement refs, where you have two officials watching the exact same play, ruling at the same time with a different ruling. And you just can't have that.
You can't have that. I mean, you can clearly see that, as Matt described, you can clearly see that Tate had pass interference. He had committed pass interference, apparently. That's what it looked like, anyway. But the referees, when they looked, it didn't convince them to overturn the call when they reviewed it. So Seattle escapes with a wild, improbable victory. And it should not have been, because these are the things at the tail end of the season that can make or break you. And hey, Seattle picks up another one. Good for them. I mean, that's it. The ruling stood. That's the name of the game. That's it. But the name of the game for the NFL is you have got to get it together. You've got as much as we can complain about 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All right, let's see. Ineptitude at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when I feel they're ineffective because they're too busy trying to not be transparent. The NFL is very transparent. These replacement refs have no clue. They just don't have any clue what they're doing. They're out of their league. And the NFL is out of its mind to continue to allow it to go on. Hey, it's a good chance to tell you that don't forget this week on our Thursday show. That's right, Thursday show in the third hour. We do that nail the score thing. Maybe you can be like Dave in Vermont and you can nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, pick a side, tell us the score, and you're in. Boom, like that.
You've got to be kidding me. That's unbelievable. That's it. That is terrible. I didn't think something could be called worse than the Sam Fields interference.
That is unbelievable.
Seahawks win in the most bizarre finish you'll ever see.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.